and the, you have what? You certainly have.
You have grown.
An illegitimate child is a...
bastard.
You
know what a dirty bastard is?
No.
One who sits in the front row in church and picks his nose and eats it while his parents are getting married.
If you have a, if your sister has had a son, he would be your what?
Nephew.
If you adopted a child, you would not be his parent. You would be his
foster parent.
Or another name for parent. Parent or...
Well, you wouldn't really be his guardian. Okay. Neither would you be his foster parent in the correct terminology. You'd actually be his parent in the eyes of the law,
yeah.
Would be his physical parent. Mm-hmm. A foster child is one that is farmed out.
Okay. And what is a guardian? Just one who takes... just
a guardian is one who exercises supervision over a child, usually until he reaches his maturity.
Okay. A child that has no parents is a what?
An orphan.
And all your brothers, sisters, your mother, father, all of your aunts and uncles, they're all your what?
Family. South of the Mason-Dixon line, kinfolk.
Jesus' mother's name was?
Mary.
And George Washington's wife's name was?
Martha.
And the song, Wait Till the Sun Shines?
Nellie.
And another song, Where Have You Been? What Boy?
Danny.
Or, no, well, here's better than that. The psychopathic killer in the Southwest during the late 1800s was called What the Kid.
Jesse James?
No, What the Kid.
Billy. Billy Boy.
Okay. How about one of the books of the New Testament that precedes Mark, Luke, and John?
Matthew.
You might say you're Mr. Your wife is
Mrs.
And your uncle, the woman married to your uncle is?
My aunt. Aunt.
The leader of the American forces in the Pacific Ocean, in the Pacific Theater in World War II is?
Douglas MacArthur.
And his rank, I don't care about.
General. Him. Five-star general.
Do you have a name for an unskilled part-time minister?
An assistant minister, I imagine.
And the man in the who the prisoner faces on
judge.
And it's a student, that's the word I wanted you to pronounce, you might as well pronounce it.
Student. A young man acquiring education.
Okay.
Young man.
A man in an office might have